fortunate to hear from His Grace Krishnadan Prabhuji to enlighten us. He's there on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give an introduction about Prabhuji. Mataji, you can please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace Krishnadan Prabhuji has been a senior brahmachari and full-time preacher at ISKCON Nashik since 2008. He is presently the president of ISKCON Nashik and looks after youth preaching activities there. As the founder and director of Samruddhi School of Leadership, he has been stressing how crucial it is to train and guide teenagers. He has written a book called Get Set Go, Student Success Handbook, which is highly acclaimed for its lucidity and for being a practical guide in Krishna consciousness. His motivational speaking has struck chords with many industrialists as well as youth in bringing all to the platform of Krishna consciousness. His seminars and courses based on Vedic scripture have found a niche among corporations and colleges across Mumbai. Prabhuji is also a committee member of the Gopal Garden High School. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for coming to the call. Welcome, Hare Bol.
Thank you so much, Tiffany Mataji, for this short introduction. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, you are there on the call.
Prabhuji's phone is mute. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, can you unmute yourself?
Hare Krishna?
Yes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving a valuable association today in this Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are really fortunate to hear from you today. And today's topic will be the glories of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You can please take over the call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिने नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्धाप सिद्धांत ध्वांतहारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा आई होप माय स्क्रीन इज आल्सो विजिबल टू ऑल ऑफ यू
यस प्रभु जी
सो आई लाइक टू थैंक यू ऑल And thanks to the organizer also for giving me an opportunity to speak something about our reverential and most worshipable Acharya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who appeared as a ray of Vishnu. As we know that when Lord appears and performs his pastimes, and when we hear about them, then we are also liberated just by hearing those pastimes from this world. Just a second. Just like Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktvadeham punar janma naiti mame tisorjuna. That anyone who understands the transcendental birth and activities of me, that person, after leaving this world, will come to me for sure. Of this, there is no doubt. So, similarly, when we hear about the birth and activities of the pure devotees of the Lord, then also we are ensured to go back home, back to Godhead. How can I say that? In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad has explained 64 qualities of devotional service. And we all know that offering obeisances to the Lord, taking remnants of the Lord, they all constitute the limbs of 64 items of devotional service. And after describing all the 64, Rupa Goswami Pad specifically mentions that these 64 are also applicable to the devotees of the Lord. So one of the limbs of devotional service is hearing about the Lord and speaking about the Lord, glorifying, Shravanam, Kirtanam. So, same is applicable to the devotees of the Lord also. So, when we hear about devotees of the Lord and speak about devotees of the Lord, then also, he says, the result is going to be same. And on the, what we can say, the reference point from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I'm saying the same thing, that when we celebrate these appearance and disappearance days of the Acharyas, actually it's time for us to connect with those personalities and to capture the drops of mercy which are flowing specifically on these particular days. Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he offers obeisances to the tithi on which Lord Chaitanya appeared. Lord Chaitanya appears, my obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, he says, but my obeisances to the tithi also. That's how the auspicious tithi is. And he says, anyone who follows this tithi will attain love of Lord. So anyone then, corollary, extending the logic, who observes these appearance, disappearance days of the Lord as a tithi, then the same potency we receive as by observing the appearance days of the Supreme Lord. So today happens to be In India, it's tomorrow, the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and I was asked to speak today on this topic, and I consider myself to be fortunate and grateful for giving me the opportunity. And I just thought of sharing few thoughts and a simple presentation I have made. What we will be discussing is in today's topic, just this Pranama mantra, which we offer to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and break up the different words and see pranam mantras means what? Pranam mantras are basically their qualities, different names are glorified. As we say, na, naam, roop, guna, leela. So we will find their names and their qualities as well as their pastimes hidden into the pranam mantras of the acharyas, whoever they are. Even when we chant Srila Prabhupada's pranati mantra, his name, his leela and his qualities are hidden into it. We just have to unleash those out of that pranati, pranam mantra. So I will again offer my pranam mantras to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is obviously in Sanskrit, and we will see word, not word for word meaning, but the pada meaning, means a conjoined word meaning we will see, and we will try to relate how it is applicable to Saraswati Thakur, and then later on we will conclude with the same prayer. Namah Om Vishnu. Maybe you can all chant with me, you are able to see on the screen. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Srivarshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Krupabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namah Madhuryojvala Premadhya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dina Tarine Rupanuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dhvanta Harine. So if we will take all these words one by one, what are their meanings and what is hidden in it. So let us begin. The first one is Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya. Pad, we all know, the lotus feet. As we say, Prabhu Pad means one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Prabhu, the Supreme Master. That is Prabhu Pad. And same is Vishnu Pad. So one who has taken full shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. To that person, Namaha, I offer my obeisances, I offer my pranams. One who has taken full shelter of the Lord. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, anyone, if would invite him to a particular place for an event or for a preaching program, for whatever activity, if someone would invite him, will you come to a program tomorrow evening? Will you come for a program tomorrow evening? And what we normally say, yes, I'll come, or if little busy, then I cannot make it, please forgive, like that. So what his standard reply, a spontaneous reply would be, he used to say, Krishna willing, I'll come. Means, Krishna willing, means if Krishna is willing to get that thing done through me, I'll be there. And Krishna, so basically he had aligned all his desires with Krishna's desires, just like Arjuna did. Na? Karishye vachanam tava. Whatever he has said, let thy will be done, not my will. So that is actually the meaning of shelter. Krishna willing, you know, this is the famous aphorism, what we can say. Krishna willing. So all those future activities, he would say, Krishna willing. So if Krishna is willing, I'll come tomorrow. Will you come to honor Prasadam at our house? Krishna willing, yes. So that is what his faith was. And he had taken that much shelter of the Lord. Basically, preaching also means what? Someone who takes full shelter of the Lord and he feels loved and sheltered under the protection of the Lord, and he just wants to extend that shelter and that love which he is experiencing to share with others. That is basically preaching. What you are experiencing, the love of the Lord and the shelter offered by the Lord, you want to share it with others. That is preaching. So he has experienced that shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord, and that's what he shared with the world. We all know he established 64 Gaudiya Mathas, that too in India when the political situation was not so favorable under British rule. And not only in India, some of the mutts out of those 64, one was in Germany, one was in Burma, at all such places worldwide. He had sent some of his disciples to London. So before Prabhupada went, Ban Maharaj, they had also went there. So he had that vision. Because he felt that shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord, and he wanted to provide the same shelter, share that shelter with others. And that much strong faith he had. Actually, we are just going through the pranam mantras. So the pastimes will be here and there. It will not be in a sequence, you know, like childhood pastimes, youth pastimes, and then later pastimes. It will be not like that. So kindly bear with me for that. Because we are going through this pranam mantra and trying to learn something. Trying to correlate the name, qualities and pastimes of this great soul today. We all know that before starting preaching, Saraswati Thakur was in Navadvip Dham for 9 full years, absorbed totally in his bhajan. He had taken the vow to complete 1 billion Mahamantra chanting. So it comes to 192 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every single day. He had that strong faith that if I take full shelter of the Lord, then I will be able to offer that shelter to others. And therefore this name, as they say, no, this name is Sarthak, befitting, because he actually experienced that shelter. And therefore, Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya. So much so, he has taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, that once when Srila Prabhupada was asked by some of his disciples to describe his spiritual master, what do you think about your spiritual master? And Srila Prabhupada said, what can I say? He was a Vaikuntha man. So that was the reply of Prabhupada. He was a Vaikuntha man. Basically a man who has taken full shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya. Then we have Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale. Preshtha means loving or dear. Krishna Preshtha means one who is very dear to the Lord. Bhutale means on this planet. One who is very dear to the Lord on this planet. That person is called as Krishna Preshtha. And because we are offering obeisances to him, Krishna Preshtha has been translated into Chaturthi Vibhakti, and it has become Krishna Preshthaya. Like we have Krishna and we have Krishnaya Namaha. So similarly, Krishna Prishthaya, and where? On this planet, Bhutale. So one who is very, very dear to the Lord on this planet, to him I offer my obeisances. So dear was Saraswati Thakur. And why not he should be? Because Krishna himself says, anyone who shares my message with others becomes dear to me. Nachatasmat manusheshu kaschinme priyakrittamaha bhavitanachame tasmat anya priyataro bhuvi. Bhuvi, bhuvi means same, bhutale, on the planet. There is no one dear to me, more than a person. Neither was one dear in the past, in the present, and never there will be anyone in the future. Bhavita nachame tasmat anya priyataro bhuvi, on this planet. Anyone who shares the message, it's so dear to the Lord. So Saraswati Thakur, we all know through his writings, through his books, through his discourses, and through his example, he has touched lives of lakhs of people on the planet. So why he should not be dear to the Lord? He's so dear to the Lord. And who is he, by the way? He is Nayana Mani Manjiri. In his constitutional relationship with the Lord in the spiritual abode, Nayana, Mani, Manjiri, so dear to the Lord. And we all know the story of birth of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his wife, they prayed to the Lord, we want a son who will be a ray of sun, not the full sun. We want a ray of Vishnu who can help us propagate the mission of the Lord. And their wish was fulfilled. And how it was proved that he is none different than ray of Vishnu? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at that time, when he was a district magistrate in Jagannath Puri, that time, during the time of Rath Yatra, we all know, it's like Saraswati Thakur. Actually, if you go back, he was born on 6th of February. So February, he was born. We follow the Vaishnava Tithi and not the modern day Tithi day-wise. So today happens to be the, let us say, the appearance day of Saraswati Thakur. But when he appeared, it was 6th of February. And Rath Yatra happens almost in June, July. So let us say 6 months later, 6-7 months later. So there was Rath Yatra, and we all know that grand road. And there is a Chaitanya Gaudiya Math also now established over there, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to actually stay. So the Rath Yatra, the Rath, moved, and we all know Rath moves by the will of the Lord and not by who is pushing and who is pulling. One time there was a king, and he said, the Rath all of a sudden stopped, and he ordered 100 elephants to push the chariot from the behind, and the Rath was not moving an inch. And when the king slept, actually the Lord appeared in the dream and said that I move by my will, not by your will. And then the king came to his senses. And we all know, we have seen in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, that when Lord Chaitanya, he would be there, the Rath wouldn't move. And no matter how many strong people or strong elephants were applied to move, the Rath or the chariot wouldn't even budge an inch. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just touch his head and the Rath would start running. So the Rath moves by the will of the Lord, and that Rath was going on the grand road, and where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was residing, the Rath stopped there. The Rath stopped, and it was not for 1 hour. Rath stopped there for 3 full days and 3 full nights Dharat was there. The kirtan was going on. Saraswati Thakur's mother, Bhagwati Devi, she got her 6 months baby in front of Lord for darshan. And somehow he was trying to touch to Jagannath by his right hand, and the main garland from Jagannath fell on the neck of this baby, was none other than Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And this proved to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that yes. And after that, immediately the rath started moving. So this proved to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that yes, he is a ray of Vishnu. So that's how Saraswati Thakur was that much dear to Lord Jagannath or to Lord Krishna. The next line in Pranati Mantra is Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine. Namine means one who is named. What is the name? Srimat. One who is full of opulence. Sri means opulence. So we say a Sriman. It's a respecting, respectful address, actually. Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So actually, what we see is when he was born, actually, appeared basically on 6th of February 1874. He was born. And actually, he was named by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Vimala Prasad. So now we are talking about his name. As I said, name, qualities and pastimes are hidden into the Pranati Mantra. So now we have come to name. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is the name which was like the title which was given later. But he initially was named by his father, Vimala Prasad. We all know Vimala Devi, those who have gone and visited Jagannath Puri temple, they all know the special temple, special position of Vimala Devi. So Lord Jagannath is there, and Jagannath Prasad is first offered to Vimala Devi. Who is Vimala Devi? Basically, she is Parvati. And there is a story behind that also, that Parvati wanted to taste Prasad of Lord Jagannath, and therefore she came there. So there is a custom in Jagannath Puri temple till today that the first Prasad of Lord Jagannath is offered to Vimala Devi and then it is distributed elsewhere. So Jagannath's Prasad goes to Vimala Devi in Vimala Prasad. So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur named his son Vimala Prasad. He was so scholarly. What you see written on the screen. In his childhood only, he quickly mastered Vedas, memorized entire Bhagavad Gita at the age of 7. And he relished his father's philosophical works. And he became known as the living encyclopedia for the vast knowledge and learning. We all know his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He himself was a great legend. And he had started a magazine called Sajjana Toshani. At the age of 7, 8, 9, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would help him editing that Sajjana Toshani. At the age of 11, he helped his father edit Jaiva Dharma. Jaiva Dharma is such a philosophical treatise given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that our devotees, they spend decades together to study that one single magnum opus book, Jaiva Dharma. And Saraswati Thakur at the age of 11, he was helping his father edit that book. So that was his, you can understand what level scholar he was. And therefore, he was offered this title, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, after that. He would be in sitting on the bench in a classroom the teacher is teaching something in the front and Saraswati Thakur would be reading Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika books of our acharyas. So one time he was caught. Teacher came there and said, "You are inattentive in the class." He said, "No, I am attentive. I am listening to you. No, you are reading this book. Okay, let me ask you a question." And the teacher asked a question. And Saraswati Thakur exactly replied what the answer was. And expected the another question. And before the question was asked, he gave the reply. The teacher was totally stunned. That what kind of scholarship is there? You know, he is reading, he is understanding that, he is relishing something else, and he is able to grasp what I am teaching also simultaneously. So that was his scholarship to such an extent that there is a very famous book in the field of astrology. It's called as Surya Siddhanta. And Saraswati Thakur, in very young age only, he wrote a full commentary on this Surya Siddhanta, which became very famous in all the field of astrology, astronomy. So such was his scholarship. And the same qualities are reflected in our dear Srila Prabhupada also. And therefore he was also offered this title, Bhakti Vedanta. The blend of bhakti as well as Vedanta, emotions and knowledge combined together. So we are fortunate actually to be connected to the lineage of Bhakti Vedantis and Bhakti Siddhantis like that. So his scholarship like that. The next is Sri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Daita. Again, Daitaya means Chaturthi Vibhakti, Krishnaya, like that, Daitaya. Sri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Daita. Servant of one who is dear to Srimati Radharani. And who is dear to Srimati Radharani? Krishna. So basically, servant of Krishna. Varshabhanavi Devi. Vrishabhanu is the name of father of Srimati Radharani. So Vrishabhanu's daughter becomes Varshabhanavi Devi. Like we have Dasaratha's son becomes Dasharathi. As they say, no? Dasharathi, Rama. So Dasaratha's son is Dasharathi. Similarly, Vrishabhanu's daughter is Varshabhanavi, Varshabhanavi Devi. And Daita, Daita means again, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite, who is dear to Madhava. So, servant of one who is very, very dear to Srimati Radharani. That is the name. Actually, it's again a name. Given by whom? It was given at the time of initiation by Gaurkishor Das Babaji Maharaj. Gaurkishor Das Babaji, again, we all know, a transcendental Babaji level he was on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked Saraswati Thakur, go and take initiation from Gaurkishor Das Babaji. So Saraswati Thakur approached. Now Gaurkishor Das Babaji Maharaj, he was a transcendentalist, like just like Nityananda Prabhu. He always preferred isolation, and he didn't want any disturbance from the people. Therefore, sometimes he would to seek solitude, he would go and sit in a toilet and do his bhajan. So that was like solitude loving, and that was bhajan priya he was. So he didn't want even public attention, what to speak of making disciples. So Saraswati Thakur approached him, "I want initiation from you. My father has ordered me to do so." And Gaurkishor Das Babaji couldn't even deny, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has ordered means it should be followed, because they are contemporary at that time. And then he replied that, "Let me ask Lord Chaitanya, and after consulting Lord Chaitanya, I will tell you." So Saraswati Thakur said, "Okay, you consult. Your methodology may be something different. Okay." So Saraswati Thakur would come again the next day. "Did you ask Lord Chaitanya? What did he say?" Sorry, I forgot to ask. I'll ask tomorrow. So like that, many number of times, just on the pretext of not being able to talk to Lord Chaitanya, Gaur Kishoredas Babaji denied initiation. And Saraswati Thakur wanted so badly this initiation from, because he was like stuck in between, you know. Father is ordering to take initiation from Gaur Kishoredas Babaji. Gaur Kishoredas Babaji is not giving. So what should I do? One day he said to Gaur Kishoredas Babaji, if you don't give me initiation, next day I'll commit suicide. And then actually Gaur Kishoredas Babaji agreed to give him initiation. And at that time of initiation, he gave him this title, Sri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Dait Das. That was the name given to him. So we are discussing names also, right? The first name given by his parents was Vimala Prasad. Then Sri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Dait Das was the name given by Gaur Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was the title offered to him because of his scholarship. So these names we have discussed now. And there is a nice pastime also regarding Gaur Kishoredas Babaji. Actually, when he departed from the planet, Gaur Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj had a wish. A last wish, kind of. He said that if I depart from this planet, my body should be taken and tied with ropes and taken into the dust of this Navadvip Mandala. And then when he left his body, many of the disciples who were assembled there, many of the Babajis at that time assembled there, they wanted to exercise that will of Gaur Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj. They brought the ropes, they started tying his legs, and they're wanting to pull the entire body into Navadvip, and Saraswati Thakur came there and said, "Road, stop that. How can you, don't you have a sense of understanding what he meant? Actually, he might have said that, but we don't have to actually do it." Just like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that anyone who chants my name, he goes to hell. I'm more fallen than Jagai and Madai. Anyone who utters my name, he will go to hell. Anyone who hears my name, he will lose all his piety. Now, how can this happen? His name has Krishna in it. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. How can this happen? So, this cannot happen. So, similarly, Saraswati Thakur said that we don't have to literally follow him. And then he became very strong when no one was listening. He said that, okay, you all Babaji, you stand here and I have a question for you. You don't have any right to touch the body of Gaur Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj. I am his disciple standing here. How many of you standing here have not engaged in illicit sex for last 1 year? Come forward. All those Babajis, their necks were bending down. No one came forward. Okay, anyone who has not engaged in illicit sex for last 6 months, no one came forward. For last 1 month, no one came forward. For last 1 week, no one came forward. So that was the standard at that time, had degraded to such an extent that Saraswati Thakur has to stand up and fight all those forces. And then he built a proper samadhi for Gaur Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj, which is still there in Navadvip Dham. And there is big Gaudiya Math also there. So we are on this name, Sri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Dait Das, which was given to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati by his Diksha Guru, Gaur Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj. The next word in Pranati Mantra is Krupabdhaye. So again, Krupa means mercy, and Abdhi means ocean. So the ocean of transcendental mercy is Krupabdhi. And again, we are offering pranam. So Krupabdhi becomes Krupabdhaye. Chaturthi Vibhakti again. He was ocean of mercy. One time, there was one matha or temple inauguration at one place, and Saraswati Thakur was invited there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati went there, and when he went there, he immediately inquired about one brahmachari. Where is my disciple, so and so, brahmachari? And the other disciples of Saraswati Thakur told that he is no longer living in the matha and he has left the matha. That point, Saraswati Thakur, he started weeping. There were tears gliding on his cheeks, and he said, bring him first, then only I will do inauguration of this temple. Now all those disciples who were there at that point of time, there's an inauguration, such a big moment, we have invited so many special guests here, and where will we search him? He said, nothing doing, bring him first, then only we will do the next event. And all the disciples, they began frantically searching everywhere in the city, and then he was actually skilled in repairing the watches. So therefore, someone thought this, he might have joined some work in some watch company or watch shop. And they went there, they found him there, and exactly was there in the watch shop. And when they told that our guru is remembering you, he broke down and he started crying there. And he came there running, embraced Saraswati Thakur, and then the next event was carried on. So imagine, he is a Simha Guru having thousands of disciples everywhere in India. The founder of 64 Gaudiya Mathas. Such a scholarly fellow, but still carrying a compassionate, merciful heart. So that is the great quality of this great soul. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Namaha. Deliverer of science of Krishna. Sambandha Vijnana. We all know Vedas are filled with this threefold knowledge. Krishna Sambandha Bhakti Abideya Hoy Prema Prayojana Vede Tina Vastu Kai. Kaviraj Goswami mentions this. Krishna Sambandha Bhakti Abideya. Bhakti is Abideya, the process of Bhakti, and Prema Prayojana. So Sambandha, Abideya, and Prayojana. Vedas are full of knowledge about these three items. What is Sambandha Gyan? Who are we? Who is Lord? And what is our relationship with the Lord? It's called as Sambandha Gyan. How to revive that relationship is called as Abideya Gyan. And what is the fruit of that fulfilled relationship? That is called as Prayojan Gyan. And that love of Lord is that Prayojan. Krishna Sambandha Bhakti Abideya Hoy Prema Prayojana Vede Tina Vastu Kai. So that Prem is Prayojan, the third object that is described in Vedas. So Saraswati Thakur's writing, if you study the books he has written and the lectures he has given, they constitute the knowledge of all these three. And most prominent is this Sambandha Gyan, which he has focused a lot on. So Krishna Sambandha Vijnana, the deliverer of this science of Krishna, Krishna Gyan, Krishna Sambandha Vijnana, he has given to the world, and that's the name. And it's so very befitting, you know. We all know him saying, we worship Krishna. We don't have any relationship with Krishna. We worship Krishna just because Srimati Radharani worships Krishna. That is the highest understanding of Krishna, actually. So the Rupanuga, you know, that mood of Rupanuga, that will come in the future word also. The Rupanuga is the perfect Rupanuga who knows that worshipping Srimati Radharani is the topmost thing, the Raganuga Bhakti. And he once said that, you know, we don't have anything to do with Krishna, but because Srimati Radharani, our worshipable Lord, she worships Krishna, therefore we worship Krishna. Basically, this is the highest understanding of Krishna Sambandha. The next word comes is Madhuryojvala Premadhya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida, who deliver devotional service which is enriched with conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, coming exactly in the line of revelation of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida. Rupa Anuga. Anuga means follower. Sri Rupanuga. We are all called Rupanugas, the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Sri Rupanuga, in the line of Rupa Goswami, Madhuryojvala Premadhya, enriched with conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and Bhakti, the giver of that type of Bhakti. So basically what it is, the giver of that type of Bhakti, which comes in the parampara of Rupa Goswami, and which is full of nectarian mellow of love of Sri Radha and Krishna. So that is what he is giving. And that's what he experienced. As I mentioned, a preacher is who experiences the love of the Lord, who experiences the shelter of the Lord, and that he offers to others, the love and the shelter. As I mentioned, he was in Navadvip for 9 years with his vow, determined vow of chanting those many mantras and every day chanting 192 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Every single day. And he would eat after completing his rounds. That was the standard, so high. So one time, one of the followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose name was Kunja Viharini Prabhu, he came to meet Saraswati Thakur. He had heard about him. He is such a scholar fellow. And when he asked other people, where does Saraswati Thakur stay? And they refer to a thatch hut, having a no roof kind of thing. And there he saw the person who was mad, just chanting Gauranga Nityananda. And Kunja Viharini said, are you Saraswati Thakur? He said, yes. I said, I want your help. Why don't you come to Calcutta and help me in preaching? Saraswati Thakur was knowing this fellow because he was a follower of his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So why don't you come to Calcutta and preach with me? And then Saraswati Thakur gave a kind of a rhetorical reply. He said that, don't you see Panchatattva here standing, dancing in Kirtan? You also join me and chant Gauranga Nityananda. And this Kunja Viharini Prabhu, he said that, you know, he's such a, you know, he has almost gone mad. But actually he was not mad. He was experiencing that love. You know, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself writes in a bhajan, you know, Kabe Habe Bolo Siddhina Amar. In that bhajan he writes, you know, Kabe Navadvipe Suradhuni Tate Gaura Nityananda Boli Nishkapate. When on the banks of the Ganges in Navadvip Dham, I will just raise my chant and loudly speak out Gauranga Nityananda. Nachiya Gaiya Berai Bochute Batulera Praya Chariya Bichar. When that day will be mine, when I will be mad in ecstasy chanting the names of Gauranga and Nityananda. And that was what Saraswati Thakur was experiencing when Kunja Viharini Prabhu came to take him to Calcutta for preaching. Obviously, after those 9 years, after that period, Saraswati Thakur, when he, before establishing those Gaudiya Mathas, he went to the same Kunja Viharini Prabhu in Calcutta and gave initiation to him and then started preaching. So this is what I mean to say. He experienced that love of the Lord coming in proper parampara and the giver of the same, bhakti, da. Da means one who gives, dena. Next is Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. Vigraha. Vigraha, we all know. We say Archa Vigraha. Vigraha means the personification. Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. The personified energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So the personified, who is he? Roop, as we say, na, Naam Roopa Guna Leela. So what is his Roopa? His Roop is what? Gaura Karuna Shakti. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. And that Mahavadanyaya condensed form, Gaura Karuna Shakti, is the Roop or the Vigraha of Saraswati Thakur. He introduced many innovative techniques for preaching, you know. See, Karuna, compassion, means what? Compassion means finding out ways and means to connect many people to Krishna. That is compassion, actually. Compassion is not only the emotion of the heart, but it is also the action we do using our body and intelligence. So, if we study about Saraswati Thakur, so revolutionary Acharya. He has established this matha system. Before that, there was no institutionalized spiritual practice. Nothing was there. He made it. He gave the blueprint. And Srila Prabhupada took from him. And then the ISKCON was also established on the same lines. All over India, he staged free theistic exhibits and dioramas for depicting the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So making of dioramas was his style of preaching, you know, and employing the latest technology. He even had animated dolls to attract people to exhibits, using best of the cars available at that time. Such revolutionary that when, like we have ISKCON's logo, you know, ISKCON's logo, we find lotus, flower, petals and like that. If you read Bhakti Siddhanta Vani Vaibhav, written by Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj, after a lot of research, when he wanted to make a logo, you know, on his logo for the spiritual institute, there was a printing press symbol. Now, can you expect a printing press symbol in some logo? So, Brihad Mridanga, he would call that printing of the books as Brihad Mridanga. And the same order he gave to our dear Srila Prabhupada also. That whenever you get money, you print books. And because of that one order which was given by Saraswati Thakur to Srila Prabhupada, we have all these literatures with us. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrut, Nectar of Devotion. All these books are available. Krishna book. So that was his order. That the same Karuna Shakti is being transferred to his disciples in a disciplic succession. Next word is Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye. Namaste. I offer my obeisances again. Sri Murtaye. Murtaye. Murti also means Vigraha. Means the personified form. And what he personifies? Gauravani the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya. Who is the personified teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Gauravani Murti. Murtimant Rup Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke Divya Upadeshon ke. So that is personification of teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's the prominent teachings is what? You know? Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gane Vairagya Pradhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, how do we identify Mahaprabhu's devotees? They are topmost renunciants. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartham Ekam Purushah Pramanam. He came for that purpose. What? To teach Vairagya and Nija Bhakti, devotion to him, and the principle of renunciation. And we have Saraswati Thakur, such a renounced person, you know. How detached he was and how renounced he was. One time in his childhood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had brought some mangoes. And Saraswati Thakur was just a child and he just happened to eat the mango. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he didn't chastise heavily, but he just reprimanded that, you know, we should offer food to first Krishna and then we should honor it. Otherwise, we should not. And that very day, he took a vow. Child, this is in childhood. He took a vow that henceforth, in my entire life, I will not touch mangoes. And doesn't mean that, you know, no mangoes means I can take mango juice. Not like that. No mangoes, no mango pulp, no mango juice, nothing related to mango. No word mango only. That was his vow. That's how he, exhibited the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And when he was in college, you know, when he was in college, that time he started a revolutionary concept. What was that? A club for celibates. He started a club for celibates and many people joined. Today, can you think of someone making some club like a celibate club in a university? So he started that. Many people joined also because there was also freedom movement going on and people want to dedicate themselves for nationalist cause or whatsoever and wanted to practice celibacy. So many people joined. But as they passed out from the college, actually the only one person who continued celibacy for his entire life was only one, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Rest all then left the club. So that's how renounced. What we are discussing is Gauravani, Sri Murti, the personification of teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And we are focusing on this principle of renunciation. That's how renounced he was. After passing out from the college, he wanted some money, right? He wanted to do some job. And actually, he didn't complete even the college, actually. Because he thought that if I complete the graduation and then immediately my parents will get me married. So therefore, let me drop out. So he voluntarily dropped from the college. But he wanted to fulfill some of his financial obligations to his parents. And then he started teaching to the son of King of Tripura, Sanskrit language. So he was teaching Sanskrit to the prince of Tripura. And for some months he continued. But later again, the spirit of renunciation was so strong in him. There was inner calling to dedicate his full life for the cause of preaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he left that job also. Actually, the King of Tripura was so happy with Saraswati Thakur at that time that he said, okay, you are leaving, no problem. Whatever salary I am offering you now, that I will keep offering you as a pension, you go. So happy he was. Then Saraswati Thakur accepted that pension for some months, but then later on wrote to this king that I no more want your pension also. Because he was Vishnu Padaya. I don't want anything from these mundane people. So exclusive cause of devotional service. So, Gauravani Sri Murtaye, Deenatarine, deliverer of the fallen souls. As I mentioned, he institutionalized the spiritual culture and established 64 Gaudiya Mathas, Burma, England, Germany, and many of them in India, just for this purpose. So much of compassion he had. And whatever was left by him, actually because of this compassion for the fallen souls only, when Bhakti, when Srila Prabhupada and Narendra, we know his friend, when he, Narendra actually, Prabhupada's friend, he took him to Saraswati Thakur. And they, when they came there, Prabhupada was not ready to go. But Narendra said, please come and at least have one darshan of Saraswati Thakur, who stays here, who happens to be very scholarly saint available here. And Prabhupada used to say that I have seen many coming and visiting my parents and I know what they do. I don't want to come. But somehow on the request of Narendra, Prabhupada went, and as they offered obeisances, Saraswati Thakur immediately said, out of that compassion in the heart, in the Deenatarine, he said, why you educated people should not preach the transcendental message of Lord Chaitanya in English language? And that actually pierced through the heart of Srila Prabhupada ji. And Srila Prabhupada ji, that same seed which was given to Srila Prabhupada in 1922 became a fruit in 1966 when he traveled abroad and preached the message and brought many conditioned souls to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So Deenatarine, deliverer of fallen souls, through his example, through his instructions and through his disciples. And that legacy is still continuing. So such is the compassion of great souls towards the fallen souls. And the last word in the Pranati Mantra is Rupanuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dhvanta Harine. Rupanuga, as we have seen, Rupa Anuga means the followers of Rupa Goswami. Viruddha means opposite. Apasiddhanta. Apasiddhanta means anything which is not following in line. Dhvanta means destroying. Anyone who does not tolerate any statement which is against the teachings of devotional service enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami, that is Rupanuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dhanta Harine. And how that, therefore he became Simha Guru, and how intolerant he was. He kicked Mayavad philosophy, he kicked out atheism, and he also kicked out Apasampradaya. So many Apasampradayas were prominent at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada lists 13 of them. Aula, Baula, Jati, Saki Bheki, Jati Gosai, so many of them. So sir, whenever some Mayavadi is going through this way, Saraswati Thakur would be going this way, these Mayavadis actually, they would take another turn and go through another direction just to avoid confronting Saraswati Thakur. That's how strong he was in his presentation. How can you say that Lord has no form? You have a form. Your father has a form. How can the Supreme Lord, who is father of all of you, is formless? Prove me. So no one would prove. Actually, one of the devotees who was pursuing PhD on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he wanted his writings. And most of his writings were not available. And when he searched for the purpose of his project, PhD, he found that most of his books and writings were available with Ramakrishna Mission, MUT. And why they were with them is because they had to keep all the writings of Saraswati Thakur so that they will get some point to defeat him. So they also would study his literatures, what he has written. So there he got much of his literature actually. So the point is intolerant, 100% intolerant about anything which is contrary to the principles enunciated by Rupa Goswami, which are not in line with devotional service. So that is apasiddhanta dvanta harine. He would immediately smash to pieces. That is, and therefore he would be called Lion Guru. And therefore again in the end, now with full understanding of all the meanings in this pranam mantra, we will again with folded hands, you all can join me in offering our heartful, our devotion filled prayers at the lotus feet of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the auspicious day of his appearance day, so that he blesses us and we also imbibe some of his qualities, or he bestows his mercy so that we develop some of these qualities and we also continue the legacy which he has left behind. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Srivarshabhan Videvi Daitaya Krupabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojjwala Premadhya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine. Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Mahashayaki Jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Avirbhav Divas Mahotsav Ki
Jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the very, very beautiful class today. And very nicely we could understand the pranam mantra of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you so much for all the pastimes. And so we are really fortunate to hear from you. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
If anybody has any questions, they can go ahead now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very nicely explained. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for explaining the Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada's pranam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful, wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very nicely you explain everything, you know, about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and what should be our mood and how you know, he was renounced and how much dedication he did. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. And thank you for the pastimes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Such a beautiful kind of biography you gave today. It's so nice to remember throughout the day. I just had one question, Prabhuji. When you were explaining Nija Bhakti Yoga, I mean, it went a little too fast for me. So can you explain Nija Bhakti Yoga again, if you don't mind?
That is the shloka, actually, which glorifies and offers obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Shikshartakam ekam purusha pramana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Krupam Budhiryastamaham Prapadde. It comes in Chaitanya Charitamrut. It's the full shloka. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared for this reason. I offer my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the reasons are mentioned actually there. A full class can be there on that one shloka. But Vairagya Vidya, I just chose that word to connect with the Gauravani Sri Murtaye quality of Saraswati Thakur.
Sure, Prabhu. Thanks. Yeah. I was just wondering, you mentioned something about Nija Bhakti Yoga.
Yeah, Nija Bhakti Yoga means Nija Bhakti Yoga, to enunciate the devotion for him, Lord Chaitanya. So that people will become my devotees, means Lord Chaitanya's devotees.
So does it also connote to meaning by his example, Nija Bhakti Yoga, by his own example of Vairagya and Bhakti, he's trying to preach? Does that mean too, or is it?
Vairagya. Not only through his example, but through his teachings also, both way.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. I was not sure what you meant by Nija Bhakti. Thank you so much.
To teach. Shikshartham ekam purusha pramanam. Shikshartham, to teach devotion to Lord and to teach the principles of renunciation, he appeared.
So Nija Bhakti Yoga refers to by his own example of...
No, Nija Bhakti Yoga, Nija means to himself. Bhakti means devotion. Nija Bhakti means devotion to himself.
I see. Okay.
Means devotion to Lord Chaitanya.
Sure, Prabhu. I think I have also heard the other translations. So that's why I just wanted to make sure what you were trying to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So can we Hare end? Hare Krishna. Okay, any last question? Someone is saying.
Prabhuji, can you take my question?
Yeah, we'll take this last question. What will you?
Prabhuji, my question is that how can we please Saraswati Thakur?
How can we?
Please Saraswati Thakur.
Oh, how can we please Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? By pleasing Srila Prabhupada. Because we are and we please Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Prabhupada pleases Saraswati Thakur. He pleases his spiritual master. That's how we reach to the standard of pleasing Krishna. So we preach him, we please him by pleasing Srila Prabhupada, and we please Srila Prabhupada by following his instructions strictly. Chanting sincerely 16 rounds Hare Krishna Mahamantra, following the process seriously, and reading his books and sharing the message of Krishna with others. So if we do this, we will please Prabhupada ji, and after pleasing Prabhupada ji, Saraswati Thakur will be automatically pleased.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yes,
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for the very beautiful class today. If there are no questions, we will end the call here. So, one will pay the obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and Prabhuji. Pancha Kalpataru Vyaste Krishna. Ki jai. Krishna ki jai. Jai. Prabhu ki jai.